Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, we're kind of excited about this blog that you guys have going
yes.
on. Is this something that is new, and how might people find out more about the new blog?
Yes, it is new. We just started it 2 weeks ago. Our second blog post is going up as we speak, so it will be up there. And you can find it on our website. We have a new tab up in the main menu called Blog, and you can click on that and find the posts.
All right.
And we'll be putting up something weekly, at least during the legislative session, to talk about various issues. And so we hope that'll be a nice new way to spread information.
Great. And that's just ruralmn.org. Just look for the blog tab there, and you can find out all what's going on in the blogosphere.
Right, yeah.
As it relates to the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Also, I think just recently you posted up the State of Minnesota piece as well, right?
That's right, we did. That's a report that we do every year. And it's basically to help legislators and everybody else who's interested just understand what kind of trends are going on in greater Minnesota, especially around things like population, the economy. This year, we were focusing particularly on workforce shortage, agriculture, and the problems going on there. And it's just to help everybody understand the conditions and why things are working the way they are right now.
Right. And that's helpful, obviously, for lay people such as myself who are curious, but obviously for the legislature to really craft good policy.
Right. It's like a climate check.
Yeah. Well, and then you guys at the Center for Rural Policy and Development are going to get well into the 21st century in terms of technology. We've been doing this radio show. We try to figure this out at least 15 years,
at
right?
At least, right.
And one of the things that this radio show does is it obviously gives some exposure to the Center for Rural Policy and Development, but it's got to be 3.5 minutes long.
Yes.
And that is a little bit handcuffing when you're talking about issues that maybe require a little more detail. And so coming up sometime yet this year, probably, you guys are going to launch some podcasts.
Right. We're going to start doing that hopefully in the fall. And kind of in the same way with the blog, we're looking at this as a way to just get more information out there. We'll have guests, of course.
Of course.
But, you know, like you say, we won't be stuck in that 3.5 minute time limit. And
right.
So we can just talk all we want.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we look forward to that. We've had so much fun. Now, this isn't our last broadcast. We'll have more coming up, but we're going to wind this thing down, partly because this has kind of run its course,
mm-hmm.
and I'm retiring, so.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you and MSU have been fantastic partners over the years with this. It has been a good, steady partnership that has really worked for the center, and we really appreciate it.
Well, we do too. Thank you, Marnie Werner. This is Jim Gullickson, and you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.